Welcome to Love Never Fails Radio.
Love Never Fails.
Inviting you to join in the fight for love.
There are millions of people who are trapped in modern day slavery. Take a stand to do something against this injustice. Join the fight against human trafficking. If you truly love,
set the captives free.
Each week, this program sheds light on the needs of vulnerable people in our community who are impacted by human trafficking, homelessness, addiction, and abuse, and celebrates the work of those who are meeting them right where they are and expressing to them that they are precious, valued, and loved. Our goal is to see this radio audience move to compassion, demonstrated in acts of service, generosity, and gifts of time.
Give love a chance. Give love your heart. Love never fails.
Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, founder and executive director of Love Never Fails, Vanessa Russell.
Thanks and welcome to Love Never Fails Radio. We are in the studio today with Mitzi Perdue, who has a lifelong fascination with what it takes to lead the best life. She got up to watch an up close and personal display when she saw her father, who co-founded and was the president of the Sheraton Hotel chain. And she also was able to watch her late husband, Frank Perdue, build his father and son chicken company into a company that today employs 21,000 people. Both of these men and leaders had a tremendous focus and a penchant for action and had a wide-ranging interest, which led them to see opportunities that others missed. And they were also men that developed tremendous talent stacks and also, really went after learning new skills in order to meet needs. And so this is really part of Mitzi's DNA, so to speak. And so she really has taken that on and now draws on the experience of her family of origin and the Henderson Estate Company, which dates back to 1840, and also taking on some of the work there with the Sheraton Hotels and the work that, of course, her husband, Frank Perdue, was doing with Perdue Farms, and really is taking that into here and now. Providing some practical tips for positive culture in some of the articles that she's writing for places like Psychology Today. And then, of course, she's written a new book. She's written author Tough Man, Tender Chicken, Business and Life Lessons from Frank Perdue. And that book actually made number 5 on Amazon's business biographies out of a field of 20,000. So she's doing some amazing work. And most recently, she has a new book that she's going to be telling us about. And that is Mark Victor Hansen's Relentless. And she's going to be talking a little bit to us about that book. What inspired her to write it. The wisdom behind the Incomparable Chicken Soup for the Soul series, right? So lots to talk about today, and so grateful to have you on the show, Mitzi.
Well, I'm thrilled to be on, and I love the kind of things you talk about, so thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, yeah. So, one of the things that brought Mitzi and I together is we began to just have a discussion about the Ukraine, and the Ukraine was near and dear, the pain that people are experiencing in the Ukraine was top of mind for Mitzi and myself and so many others, right, in our nation and in our world. And we began to talk about how we could help there and also some of the correlations, quite frankly, that I saw between some of the women that I'm serving and the men that I'm serving and the kinds of traumas that they have been experiencing throughout their lives. And some of the things that are going on in this war crisis, right, with the Ukraine. And that sort of opened up this relationship. And of course, Mitzi did an article on Psychology Today about that correlation or that alignment and why people, quite frankly, who've been through trauma, sadly, may be very well prepared for careers in cybersecurity. And so, But there's been so many more facets of our discussion, and I wanted to kind of start off with a few things. So Mitzi, you have this background of being around these highly influential and creative and innovative men in your life. But I'm sure at times feeling some uncertainty, risk takers, people who are trying new things, you know, you have to fail to succeed. And so tell me about how that was for you as a child and as a wife. And now as you're taking on new endeavors and, you know, bringing more visibility to ways that people can improve their lives and that chicken soup for the soul kind of thing. What, you know, what is leading you to that? And how has your past with those powerful men that have been influential in your life led to this time?
Well, I want to pick up, I'll try to answer everything you asked, but I want to pick up particularly on something you said about that you have to fail to succeed. And boy, was that the case in my own life experience. I mean, I certainly saw my late father, I mean, he was bigger than life, and my late husband for that matter too. I mean, both of them started with pretty much nothing at the end of their lives. They were employing 20,000 each. I mean, each man, one in the hotel business, one in the chicken business, had employed 20,000 people. In my case, I didn't do it much with my life until age 38. I'd always wanted to be a writer. I craved to be a speaker. But, you know, I always found excuses not to submit articles or to audition for being on television. And instead, and there was kind of a reason for it. Once in my life, I was also extremely shy. And, you know, the idea of public speaking, even though I wanted to do it, I was scared to death of the idea. I was so shy, it was hard for me to enter a room of strangers. I was even so shy that it was a little bit difficult for me to use the telephone. And then at age 38, I had an experience that just totally changed my life. And here's what it was. I was a rice grower at that point, and sometimes people don't hear me say rice, but I mean the kind of stuff that if you were in China, you might eat with a chopstick.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so rice grower. Mm-hmm. I loved doing it. It was really neat. I loved growing rice. I loved marketing it. I loved selling it. It was a great life, but I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do. Well, I had a tenant farmer, and this guy, I'll try not to make the story too long, but this guy had an IQ of over 200. He was, you know, one of the great geniuses. There was an article in Psychology Today about him, in fact, and it told about how the Stanford IQ tests were calibrated. They had 40 people with the highest IQs they could find, and he was one. And the article in Psychology Today told what happened to them. Most of them, you know, in one way or the other, really messed up their lives. They were suicides, they were alcoholics, they got in car accidents that they shouldn't have. But there was one guy who was normal. He was a rice farmer in Northern California. Okay, so this, I told all of that just to say this guy's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. He wanted to write a great book, but he never would get around to it until at age 68 he was diagnosed with terminal heart disease. And, you know, if you or I were given a terminal diagnosis, it would be the most depressing thing in the world. But for him, it was even worse. For, I would use a fake name, for Peter Smith, it meant that his whole life, his entire work, he was never going to write his great book. The thing that he had been wanting to do, that he had been keeping notes for and preparing for, that he'd never get a chance to do it. Well, it occurred to me that I knew him well enough. I knew that what kept him from, you know, trying was he was afraid he'd fail. And then it came to me that he was doing the one thing that guaranteed failure. He wasn't trying. He wasn't putting himself out there on the line. Mm-hmm. And I started to think, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to end my life looking back thinking, oh, I could have. I'm going to redefine failure. And for me, failure is that I didn't try. So I began submitting newspaper articles and books and auditioning, and my life changed. Suddenly I became a writer. Suddenly I got a television job that I auditioned for. And so one of the biggest life lessons that I've got is, yeah, you do have to be prepared to fail. You even have to embrace it. I think it's, yeah, you have to pay your dues. And that means putting yourself out there on the line. That means getting, figuratively speaking, kicked in the teeth. That's much too long an answer. I'll try.
No, that's perfect. That's excellent. I think we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and just dig some more into this. I think we're just getting started. But, you know, I love that you shared about being shy and kind of hesitating until you saw something that was quite life-changing from a colleague that had so much potential. And yet, you know, life has a way of stopping you dead in your tracks. And so why not? Why not? Why not now? Why not now? Right. So we're going to come back and hear a little bit more about stepping into some of those areas that are a bit scary in our lives. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit LoveNeverFailsUs.com. That's LoveNeverFailsUs.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to LoveNeverFailsUs.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Mitzi Perdue, who is the daughter of the founder or co-founder, rather, and president of the Sheraton Hotel chain, and also the wife of her late husband, Frank Perdue, who built his father and son chicken company. And both of those powerful men and leaders in her life actually were able to employ 21,000 individuals over the course of their business career, which is tremendous. And there were a lot of life lessons that Mitzi picked up from having observed them. But one of the things we talked about in the last segment is that she began her journey starting at the age of 38 as a speaker and as a writer, and really stepping out and making a commitment to fail forward. And so I want to talk a little bit more about that, because there are people that are listening today. Maybe some of our IT Academy students are listening in, or maybe people that are saying, wow, someone who has, you know, affluence in their background, has people who have been extremely successful, still deals with things like fear, like, you know, still deals with things like second guessing themselves, feeling insecure, being shy, not wondering whether they'd be able to hold a conversation with someone. So I want them to understand that there's, you know, humanity doesn't skip a person, right? The challenges that one person's faced with from a humanity standpoint, don't look at your bank account or your family of origin and say, oh yeah, you know, you're born perfect, right, Mitzi? Is that right? We all have our challenges, no matter what our background is.
Okay, well, I dearly would have loved to be born perfect, but guess what? It didn't.
Yes. Happen. Yeah, that's right.
But I had something of a reason for shyness. And I don't, you know, there may be somebody listening to us who might relate to this, but here's one of the reasons that made me shy. I had a terrible lisp. And a lisp, you don't just hear it, you see it if it's bad enough. And I had people that I'd get to know, you know, over the years, who would tell me when they first met me, they assumed I was stupid because of the lisp. And, you know, when you meet somebody new and you know they're going to think you're stupid, or you worry that they might, it makes you shy. And it sort of builds on yourself, because if you start thinking, oh, if you start second-guessing yourself, you can make it worse and worse. And I was good at that. I mean, that was my special talent, getting more and more shy as the years went on. Mm. And it was easy to be a rice grower, by the way, because you didn't have to interact with a whole lot of people. But, so, what made the difference? I kind of stepped back when I saw my friend Peter Smith kind of, in a way, wasting his great gifts because of fear of failure. And I started thinking, you know, there is an ingredient in my fear of failure, and that is terror of getting along with people and meeting new people. And so I thought, if a lisp is holding me back, why not try to do something about it? Speech therapist, she told me, you're 38. And by the way, we're talking 1978 right now, so we're talking a big long while ago. Mm-hmm. What I'm about to say is probably not true with speech therapists today. But she told me, we don't have the tools to do anything for you at this age. So I thought, I'm going to try another. I struck out there. I'll try again. I went to another speech therapist. Same story. I went to a third one. Same story. No. Except she said, I can't help you. You know, at this age, nobody overcomes it. But I'd be happy to take your money. You can come.
How kind.
Well, the funny thing is, or I guess it's not funny, for the first almost 9 months, there was no progress at all. I couldn't hear the difference. I couldn't put my tongue in the right place. It was just, you know, it was impossible. But then somewhere around like the middle of the eighth month, I could start to hear the difference. And once I could hear the difference, maybe I could do a little, yeah, little baby steps. And somewhere around a year, I had gotten over my lisp. I thought almost, well, I have no excuse for shyness now. So I started taking public speaking courses. I joined the business and professional women's clubs. I just put myself out there.
Yeah. Just sort of,
I'm going to do something about this shyness. And I'm going to, you know, every time I fail, I'm going to say, that's a badge of victory because you tried.
Very nice. Ooh, I love that. Yeah, reframing. I love when we recognize that the very thing that we're afraid of is what's keeping us from succeeding, right? It's like what's the worst that could happen, right? You won't, no one will like you, which you already think no one does because you have the list, right?
Right?
So it's like, come on. I had a friend, just a funny side note. So driving home from a trip with a really good friend and we almost ran out of gas and she was freaking out. She's like, oh my gosh, we're going to run out of gas. I don't know what's going on with gas stations nowadays, but because of what's going on with the Ukraine, many of the gas stations are running out of gas the prices are ridiculous, especially in certain places, when you're traveling, let's say down Highway 5 or, you know, different long-term places, you've got to really watch that where the gas is available on those long roads. But anyway, so running out of gas. And she said, I can't believe this. She says, I'm 60 years old and I've never run out of gas. And I said, well, let's think about it. What's going to happen if we run out of gas? And she's like, we'll run out of gas. And I'm like, yeah, but what's going to happen? And she said, we'll be stuck there. No one will ever come find us. And I was like, we're going to call AAA. They're going to come and give us some gas. And we'll have a dance party on the side of the road and sit here and eat snacks and wait for someone to come and laugh. And she said, no, I can't take it. And we laughed back and forth because it was kind of ironic. I mean, I didn't want to run out of gas either, but just sometimes we have fear of things that, you know, they seem very big in our minds, but they're really in the scheme of life and death. They're not, right?
Yeah, so much of life has to do with how you're framing it. And I just love the idea of we're going to have a party and dance on the side. Yeah, that's a way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a no gas party. Anyway, well, hey, we're going to...
Till the end, did you run out of gas?
No, we didn't. We did.
Okay, we're just...
No party.
Okay, but that's another lesson of life. The number of things I've worried about that didn't happen is infinite.
Yeah, isn't that something? Ah, that's so good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I want to talk a little bit about your new book and, you know, what inspired you to write the book. And where people can learn more about it. So we'll come right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org. Where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Mitzi Purdue, and I want to drive right into your new book here. You have a new book that you have written, Mark Victor Hansen, rather, Relentless is the title, and it's all about the wisdom behind the incomparable Chicken Soup for the Soul series. So tell us about this book. What is what inspired you to write this book?
Oh, I can't wait to share with you. I have a purpose in life, and the book just totally fit in with my purpose in life. Mm-hmm. My particular purpose in life is I feel I'm here to increase happiness and decrease misery. And one of the ways to do that for everybody is inspiration. And in fact, I've often thought that inspiration is the greatest gift one person can give another. Well, Mark Victor Hansen is the co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for selling 500 million books. I mean, can you even imagine 500 million? He and his co-author have written more nonfiction books than anybody else. Well, his books, the reason that they, in my opinion, the reason that they sell so much is because they're inspirational. They're just full of ideas that help you, like, be more than you ever expected to, or help you get through really tough times. And I thought, since my purpose in life is to increase happiness and decrease misery, wouldn't it be the neatest thing in the world to find out what makes Mark Victor Hansen tick? Mm. You know, and we were friends, and one day, you know, I screwed up my courage, and I asked him, Mark, has anybody ever written a biography of you? And he said, well, no, never thought of it. And I said, Mark, can I do it? Mm-hmm. And he agreed right off. He had actually seen what I'd written, Tough Man, Tender Chicken, a previous book that I'd written, and he liked it. So I interviewed more than 100 people who had known Mark. People from childhood, including his little brother. And it was amazing to me how inspirational this man's life has been, including, mm-hmm. Okay, here's an example of putting yourself out there and not giving up. The most widely sold nonfiction book ever was turned down 143 different times. As in, he went to a publisher and the publisher said, no, the title sucks. He'd go to the next one. Nobody wants a book of stories by non-authors. But just time after time, he was turned down.
Yeah.
He even got to the point where he hired a super-duper agent to help him get the book published, a writer's agent. And after a few months, the agent did something that doesn't normally happen. The agent fired him. He said, yeah, this book doesn't have a chance. I just don't want to spend any more time on it. Bye-bye.
Wow.
And I think it was like a year and a half of constantly trying and never giving up.
Yeah.
And when he finally did find a publisher, the guy said, you know, I'm doing this kind of to be a nice guy, but I don't think you'll sell many. You know, if we sell 20,000, I'll consider it a huge success. Mark told him, no, we're going to sell 1.5 million. And it turned out that they sold 15 million copies.
Wow.
And people loved it so much that they were asking him to write other inspirational books. And, you know, in the end, he's written a couple of hundred books.
Wow. Well, you know, I love the title Relentless, right? And I'm looking at the back of your book and it just says relentlessly pursuing excellence, discovering destiny code and fulfilling it, going the extra mile, self-promoting and advancing, serving greatly with love, loving for the sake of loving, caring for the sake of caring. So all of these kind of points of being relentless. And what I know you said your purpose is to, you know, talk about joy and happiness. But what I see here is a theme. I kind of see a theme of overcoming, right? Of overcoming adversity and having joy on purpose, right?
Like in Mark's case, at the beginning of his career, he was a student of a great theoretician and just overall brilliant guy named Buckminster Fuller. Mark wanted to build his life around following this guy, Buckminster Fuller. But unfortunately, it led to bankruptcy.
Mm.
He was like a couple of $1 million in debt. He had wanted to build something called geodesic domes. And at the time of, I think we're talking 1973, 74, at the time of the Arab oil embargo, he couldn't get the materials to make the geodesic domes that Buckminster Fuller was trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark found himself a couple of $1 million in debt. He didn't even have a place to stay. He had four friends who had rented a house and had sleep outside the bedroom door of one of his friends. And one day, actually it's one night, like at 2 in the morning, he's lying there on the floor, blankets on the floor, tossing and turning, just completely thinking of all the people that he's let down, including letting down himself. And then it occurred to him to ask God, you know, here I am in just the depths. I'm feeling like ending my life. I'm suicidal. God, what's my purpose in life? What do you want me to do? And Mark Victor Hansen felt that he heard an answer. And the answer was a question. The question was, what do you really want to do? What do you want to do with your life? You know, you don't want to be another Buckminster Fuller because you can't be. What do you want to do? And the answer came to Mark. He wanted to be a speaker who would talk about important things that would help people's lives. And for the rest of his life, that's what he did. But he was so successful at it. There was a period where he was making $6 million a year as a writer and speaker.
Mm.
And by the way, one of the things that he attributes his success to is he made a promise right at the beginning that he would tithe. He would give 10% of whatever he made.
Yeah.
And he has the belief that giving back means that so much more comes to you.
Absolutely. Well, I am definitely of that persuasion as well. And I have seen it. I have seen my financial position grow to green. so to speak, by tithing. And so that, you know, I just believe that it all belongs to God. And so if he only wants 10%, then I'm coming away with much more than I should. So,
you know, that makes me think of my late father. I remember when I was 10 years old going into his study on a Saturday, and there he was with books and ledgers just working away when he could have been out playing golf. So I asked him, you know, Daddy, why aren't you out playing golf with your friends? Why are you working? And he said, I'm looking at charitable requests, and the greatest pleasure, the greatest joy my money ever gave me was in giving it away.
Wow. I believe that. Wow. I couldn't agree more. I am in agreement with your dad. He was on to something there. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the work that you're doing in the Ukraine and, you know, ways that people might be able to even hear be helpful in things that you're talking about and or seeing. So we're going to be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
For more information on this program, visit loveneverfailsus.com. That's loveneverfailsus.com. We'll be right back with more right after these messages.
This is Dr. Miluna Fausch. I am honored to serve on the advisory board of Love Never Fails, where each voice matters as lives are restored. Thank you for your support. Let's face it, you are making a pitch for something every day. Your verbal communication skills are the key to your professional and personal success. My company, Pitch Perfect Presentations, trains executives, management teams, and startups in delivering consistent, effective, engaging presentations to today's diverse audiences to rev up sales, attract clients and fans, and secure funding. Visit pitchperfectpresentations.com to schedule your complimentary strategy call with me today. That's pitchperfectpresentations.com, pitchperfectpresentations.com.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now, here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
And welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We again are in the studio today with Mitzi Perdue, and we are just talking about a wide range of things having to do with living our best lives, experiencing joy, happiness, overcoming hardship, those that are tangible and those that are perhaps having to do with the way we speak, the things that we've had to overcome, mental blocks, emotional blocks, spiritual blocks, all of the above, right? So tell us a little bit, Mitzi, about what you have been doing. I know you're doing some work in the Ukraine. Tell us what you're doing and what you're seeing out there.
Okay, I've just had the most, I don't know, exciting, fulfilling thing of my life, and I'm 81 years old, is the following. I've written an article for Psychology Today about trafficking, that human traffickers, the people who want, for example, to get girls as sex slaves and sell them, that they prey on war-torn areas. They prey on the vulnerable. And boy, if you want people who are vulnerable, take a woman whose home is now rubble, who doesn't know if she'll ever see her husband again, who isn't sure where her next meal is coming from, has no job. I mean, she, and her country's being invaded. That woman is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Well, I wrote a story about that for Psychology Today, and the head of law enforcement for Kyiv, and that's a region that it's like a province or a state. Mm-hmm. For the Kyiv region, the head of law enforcement, he had written his master's thesis on human trafficking. So he was interested in the story, and somehow it came to his attention. And I got invited to go to Ukraine as a guest of the Kyiv regional police. And, oh my goodness, the sort of things that I saw. And one of the biggest things that I learned was when the Russians invaded Ukraine, I mean, you might not believe this, but I've seen it with my own eyes. The first thing they did was they destroyed the police stations. I've been in completely bombed out police stations. I've seen where they destroyed the cars, completely ruined the communications ability, you know, the radios, the transmitter towers, everything. Mm-hmm. And you might say, why would the Russians focus on law enforcement first? And here's the answer. Because it's a psychological operation, a psyop. They wanted to demoralize the people as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, among other things they did, they also opened the prisons. So the idea was you're completely traumatized by your country being invaded, but then when the police can't help you, when you can't, you know, they're murderers, rapists, arsonists, just roaming free, stealing your stuff. It compounds the horror, and so the Russians attacked law enforcement with the intent of destroying the enemy's will to resist, just having people so demoralized that they couldn't do anything.
Wow, it's like a real world purge, isn't it? It's just that, you know, just free flowing evil.
Totally
on multiple levels. Wow. So
what I'm trying to do these days is I'm trying to raise money for shelters, because here's one of the things that happens at the borders. Say you're a woman. I sort of described her a moment ago, but her house is rubble. She doesn't know if she'll ever see her husband again. Maybe she has an 8-year-old daughter. She's made her way to the border, but maybe it was 5 days of terror because she didn't know if she was going to be robbed or raped along the way.
Mm-hmm.
She finally gets there, and she's just so tired and disoriented. And guess what happens to her?
Mm.
And I've seen this with my own eyes. There will be a guy at the border. I mean, maybe she's waited 3 hours in line to cross the border, but there will be a guy there who's talking with his friends, and it looks as if he's taking selfies. He's not taking selfies. He's holding the camera, his cell phone, high enough, so he's actually taking a picture of her. And mm-hmm. he's scoped her out. He can tell that she's tired, she's exhausted, she doesn't have her wits about her. And he's sending her picture to a trafficker on the other side saying, hey, we've got a live one. Wait for the girl, for this girl in the yellow shirt. And the person on the other side has a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a couple of hundred yards between when you cross the border and when you go to the area where there are non-governmental organizations who are there to help you. But before she gets to the tent area where people are there to help her, this guy comes up to her and said, gosh, I can see that you're tired, and I bet your little girl would like a nice place to sleep tonight. The bus is leaving in 10 minutes. You know, come on, get in. And she doesn't have her wits about her. And she's never seen again. But we mm-hmm. know what happens to her because we've found out from other girls who were rescued. You know, her papers are taken. She's told, we're going to do something terrible to your daughter unless you cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And she can end up in a Turkish brothel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, how can you stop that? And by the way, that's happening thousands of times a week.
Mm-hmm.
What the Ukrainian police law enforcement people that I talked with, what they'd love to have happen is if you could have, for $50,000, you could rehabilitate or rehab an old building, maybe have 80 beds in it,
mm-hmm.
have the girls, the most vulnerable women, it could be guys, but let's stick with men, with women for the moment, have them come to this shelter and spend the night there mm-hmm. and have a hot meal, be counseled, look out for these guys on the other side. You know, if she weren't tired and exhausted and had no idea what was facing her, she would never agree to go with the trafficker. And
right.
So I've been trying to raise money, and it's being done $10 at a time, but I can give an address where to send $10.
Yeah, please.
Actually, it's with PayPal or a credit card.
Okay.
The website is youletgroup.org. U stands for Ukrainian, so the letter U. Let is law enforcement training. So the letter U, the letter L, E, T. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I leave out group? ULetGroup.org. Mm-hmm. I'd love as much money as possible, but every $10 is so important because I get to send the people, the law enforcement, lists of people who are supporting them from America.
Yeah,
and, it's such a morale booster for them to know that, oh, they're not alone. They're people who care and are thinking about them.
Yeah.
So I have a little piece of advice from my late mother, which is when you have good impulse, act on it immediately because it might not come back again. So you have an impulse to help people from just unimaginable suffering for a pretty low cost, go to
ULetGroup.org. There you go. Very good. So, and any amount will help. And are you partnering with an agency there in the Ukraine who will run that home?
Absolutely. We're piloting it with a woman who has a great deal of experience. She teaches other shelters. She teaches people how to set up shelters. And she's agreed to take on this one that has to do with human trafficking.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful. I think that is so very much needed. I've actually talked with a couple of leaders over there, and they have absolutely kind of confirmed what the stories that you've shared in terms of just predatory practices and behaviors throughout the region. Sadly, you know, this is happening. I was just meeting with a group of folks from the Cameroon. It's happening there. Wherever there's war crisis, there are vulnerable women and children that are being preyed upon. And I'm so glad that you're doing something there in the Ukraine to make a difference. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about how people can get involved. We have some events coming up. And then, of course, we'll remind you how you can support this 80-bed shelter opportunity in the Ukraine in Kyiv. And we'll be right back. And thanks for listening to Love Never Fails Radio.
To join in the fight for love, visit loveneverfailsus.com. Don't go away. Love Never Fails Radio will return right after these messages from our sponsors.
Trash bills weighing you down? At Case Industries, we specialize in lowering waste costs and providing trash consolidation and compaction services for multifamily properties, condos, and commercial shopping centers. Let us help you reduce operating expenses and increase property NOI. Case Industries, saving the planet, saving you money. Contact us today for a property trash and recycling assessment online at caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. That's caseindustries.us or call 510-566-4223. Case Industries, the property manager's friend.
Are you struggling to find peace in your life, feeling anxious, or going through a difficult life storm? Scott Dixon, a Christian humanitarian filmmaker and host of the Dove Teachings web series, wants you to know that you are not alone. Go to doveteachings.org to see great Dove teaching lessons, pastor insights, and aspiring testimonies. You can watch the current show and more at doveteachings.org. That's D-O-V-E teachings.org. Where you will find peace in your daily life through the teachings of Jesus.
Hi, and Happy New Year from Love Never Fails. We want to thank you for your prayers and support that have allowed us to provide 8,000 dignity items to people in need throughout the Bay Area, to help search for 32 missing people, to house 61 people, and even graduate 97 students from our IT Biz Tech Academy. We couldn't have done it without you. Please stay involved by going to loveneverfailsus.com. And always remember that you are loved.
Welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio, where you are invited to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst. Now here's the host of Love Never Fails Radio, Vanessa Russell.
Well, welcome back to Love Never Fails Radio. We've just had a wonderful time speaking with Mitzi Perdue about how to overcome challenges with intentional joy. We hope that you've enjoyed the time together. Once again, Mitzi, if you could share how people can help you get started with this pilot program, 80-bed shelter for survivors of human trafficking or people that are at risk for human trafficking there in the Ukraine. How might someone support you again?
Oh, I've got to tell you, I love that question. Write to, on the internet, youletgroup.org. If you go there, you'll see what we're all about, and you'll be given a chance to donate. And frankly, I'd be happy with $1. A lot of people are giving 10, but five. I'm almost more interested in having large numbers of people than a large amount, because it's such a morale booster for people in law enforcement. I mean, a friend in need is a friend indeed. And oh my goodness, these people who are working so hard under such terrible, demoralizing situations. I heard a statistic recently that up to a third of the people in Ukraine today have symptoms of PTSD. Any act of kindness we can do for them, including just having your name on a donation, or if you want it to be anonymous, I'll respect that too. But let's hear from you.
Okay, great. And then if people are interested in your new book, I noticed that it's for sale on Amazon. I'm looking at it right now, so you can go there and check out the title. Again, Mark Victor Hansen, and the title is Relentless by Mitzi Perdue. Anything else you'd like to add there, Mitzi?
Yeah, if you just search on Amazon for Mitzi Perdue, you'll also find a book that's even more recent. It's fiction.
Oh, okay.
It's called Rich Widows of Savannah Valley.
Oh, okay. That one sounds fun.
I hope it's fun. It's kind of whimsical, and it has a little bit to do with my background growing up in the hotel industry. And by the way, I just wanted to be clear if anybody was wondering. My father was the founder of the Sheraton Hotels, but we sold the whole chain probably 50 years ago.
Okay.
So I grew up in the hotel business, but we did sell it.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I have stayed in a Sheraton or two, so I'm one of your customers. Well, thank you again for being here. There are several other events that are going on in the community that I wanted to make sure you all are aware of. So if you are in the East Palo Alto area, please join us on a monthly basis. We have our East Palo Alto Coalition Against Human Trafficking from 7 to 8:30 at the Renaissance Center on Bay Road, 7 to 8:30 p.m. And that's a monthly meeting. And join us and be a part of all the various ways that we're addressing human trafficking in the city of East Palo Alto. I also want to encourage you, perhaps you are wanting to get you or your church more involved in this fight against human trafficking. Join the Church Coalition. Our next meeting is a prayer meeting. It's on April 1st, and it's from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Just a 30-minute prayer meeting. We have 40 churches that are involved in the coalition, and probably about 20 join that meeting. And we just literally pray together for 30 minutes over the prayer points that we publish on a monthly basis. And so please reach out. If you want to learn more, you can reach out to Janet, but you can register. Janet's, by the way, email is janet@loveneverfailsus.com. And you can register at loveneverfailsus.com/events. One of the biggies that we want to make sure that you are registered for either a seat or a table, or we actually are still accepting sponsorships, is our Journey to Freedom Gala. And it's titled this year, Connecting Communities and Empowering Lives. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Black Hawk Museum and on April 6th. And so you can register on our website at loveneverfailsus.com/events. The seats are $200 a seat. The tables are $2,000 for 10 seats. And then there are sponsorship opportunities And we want to make sure that you are aware. We have speakers, we have dance, we have a our guest speaker is EPA Mayor Antonio Lopez. We have a testimonial from a survivor leader. It's going to be a great time, but all of the proceeds go towards funding all of our houses, all of our outreaches. And so if you love what we do, we need your help to keep it going. So please come and join us on April the 6th. We also have a walkathon that we're doing. So this is starting to happen more and more. We're so excited. Human Trafficking Awareness Walkathon with the San Mateo Rotary Clubs. That's 5 to 7 p.m. at the San Francisco airport on April the 23rd. So want to invite you to join us. And then also, if you're not local and you want to join us for the kickoff of our 12-step recovery Fight for Love, we are going to be hosting that meeting over Zoom. And so if you want to learn more about that, you can go to loveneverfails.com/fightforlove. And you can register there and also purchase our books, either for women or for men. So lots of ways you can get involved with us. We thank you so much for listening in to our show, for being an important part of our community. And of course, if you haven't heard it before, or if you need to hear it again, always remember that you are loved.
Thanks for joining us this week on Love Never Fails Radio. We trust that you've been inspired by these stories of hope and love, and that you'll accept our challenge to get involved by contacting us at loveneverfailsus.com, by liking and sharing our Facebook page, Facebook.com/loveneverfailsradio, or by making a contribution directly to Love Never Fails. This program is the broadcast outreach of Love Never Fails, which is a donor-supported nonprofit ministry that Vanessa founded as a way of directly impacting the lives of young people who are trapped in or at risk of becoming involved in human trafficking. This broadcast needs your involvement and support. To find out more, simply go to loveneverfailsus.com and click on the radio show link. Today's program was brought to you in part by Case Industries, as well as supporters from Faith Fellowship, New Hope Christian Fellowship, and the International Church of the Foursquare Gospel. On behalf of Vanessa and the whole team at Love Never Fails, thank you for listening, and thank you even more for committing to turn your compassion into action and love those in your midst.
Give up a chance.